Radio Prague News.
The Czech Prime Minister says security is to be stepped up on borders following news a person connected to the Paris attacks has crossed the Czech-Slovak border. The leader of ANO says border vigilance must be stepped up or the Schengen zone will collapse. And a minute's silence has been observed at the French embassy in Prague. Czech Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka has said security on the Czech-Slovak border will be stepped up. He said the move had been provoked by information that one of the persons linked to the Paris attacks crossed the border twice. Those movements apparently took place 5 and 7 years ago. Sobotka said the information was passed on by French sources. The details were made public by the Prime Minister following a meeting with Czech security officials. Current stepped-up security will be maintained at the same level in the country, the Prime Minister added. ANO leader Andrej Babiš has warned that Europe's Schengen area faces collapse and the prospect of people taking power into their own hands unless the European Commission acts to close its outer borders. Babiš said in a video posted on his Twitter account that Europe must focus on helping its own and not humanitarian help which is abused. He said the Paris attacks meant that Europe was at war and that a rapid reaction is called for. His comments provoked some reactions, pointing out that a terrorist attack by a handful of people does not amount to war. Babiš added that the budgets of the police and army should be increased. A one-minute silence was held outside the French embassy in Prague at noon on Monday. A similar gesture of solidarity was marked across France in solidarity with the victims of Friday's attacks in Paris. The ambassadors of Germany, Greece, Slovakia, Poland, Turkey and Cuba were present at the Prague event, according to the ČTK news agency. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka and his staff observed the silence at the government buildings. A book of condolences at the French embassy continues to be open on Monday and Tuesday, which is a state holiday in the Czech Republic. The head of the State Authority for Nuclear Safety has raised the possibility that flaws in X-ray checks on pipes at the Dukovany nuclear power plant might have been deliberate. According to an article in the Respect magazine, Dana Drabova said it was not clear whether the flaws were just the fault of the contractor that was outsourced to do the work or power company ČEZ. Respect reported that the same X-ray image of welds was sometimes submitted 3 times instead of different images of the weld, and that some pipes cleared to be watertight were in fact liable to cracks. ČEZ has said it will change procedures so that such an incident cannot happen again. The value of banknotes and coins in circulation in the Czech Republic has for the first time exceeded the 500 billion crown mark, the Czech National Bank announced on Monday. The total is made up of more than 2 billion individual notes and coins in circulation, the most popular being the 1,000 crown note, and at the other end of the value chain, the 1 crown piece. The state spending watchdog, the National Audit Office, has highlighted spending irregularities at parts of the Ministry of Defence. Altogether, it found irregularities of around 2.2 billion crowns in the period between 2009 and 2014. The worst were at the Ministry's arrangements for security at its munitions stores, where contracts were awarded to one company without a tender and irregularities amounted to 2 billion crowns. Other problems were found in purchasing of food without regard to the number needing to be fed, and provision of accommodation. And finally, the Czech Republic's chief hygiene officer has warned that Czechs are too reliant on antibiotics. Use of antibiotics has risen by a quarter since 1989, although resistance to disease is increasing, as is the bill for health insurers. He pointed out that the Czech Republic is above the European average for antibiotics use, and it's estimated that around 25,000 Europeans die every year because antibiotics are no longer effective against the diseases they are prescribed for. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.